Covenant Condition Restrictions Committee meeting, Monday, March 3rd, 2025. It is now 5:30 p.m. The meeting is called to order. Would Jim do the roll call, please?
Absolutely. Committee member Dodd.
Present.
Director Gilchrist.
Here.
Director Israel.
Here.
Committee member Candace LeCalvert.
Here.
And committee member Eastwood.
Present.
We also have the acting general manager in attendance.
Interim GM Johnson
is here,
and so is staff at Jim Meyer.
Thank you. Roll call. It's done. Move on to the public testimony. If there are any members of the public, which doesn't appear to be any, will be received on each agenda item as it's called. The principal party on each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes except with the consent of the committee. Individuals will be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive said rules for majority vote. Now, the approval of the agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. There's a motion at the table to approve the agenda as presented, seconded. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The agenda is approved as presented. The second item on the agenda is approval of confirmed agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the confirmed agenda from CCNR meeting February 3rd, 2025?
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion on the table. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the confirmed agenda from CCNR meeting February 3rd, 2025. Seconded. Do we have any questions, comments, amendments? Hearing none, we will move to take a vote on this. Those in favor on this motion, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. Hearing no objection, the motion to approve the confirmed agenda from CCNR meeting February 3rd, 2025 is approved. Open forum. Members of the public may speak on any item not on the agenda that falls within the responsibilities of the committee. However, we have no members of the audience or public present today. The third item on the agenda is nomination of committee chair and vice chair. We'll open this up for the rest of the committee.
I'd like to nominate Chairperson Dutta as chair again, I should say. Committee person Dutta as chair.
I second that.
All right.
Well, we have a motion. I accept the nomination, but I cannot vote on this for obvious reason.
I think you can.
Can I?
Yeah.
Can I vote?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then we have a motion seconded to appoint Dutta as the chairperson for CCNR committee. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say nay.
Should that be roll call vote?
Right. We can do that. I mean, you can, but you don't have to do a roll call vote.
Let's do a roll call vote. Just for the record.
Sure. Well, we all voted aye, so.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if we should vote roll call. Is that one of those
it's
things?
It's not necessary to do a roll call vote unless it's more of a like a resolution or something like that.
Okay.
If you want it for historical purposes, you
no, can. No, I mean, I don't think there's going to be a lot of controversy.
Not a dispute. Okay, so the motion passes to appoint Chair Dutta as the chair of this committee. The second motion is for the vice chair position. Do have a nominating?
I'll nominate Tim.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a nominating party nominating Tim Israel as being the vice chair? Do we have a motion to approve that nomination to appoint Tim Israel as the vice chair? So moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to appoint vice chair Tim Israel for this committee. Any questions, comments, discussions? Hearing none, we'll move to take a vote on this. Those in favor of appointing vice chair Tim Israel to the committee, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. The motion passes with the amendment that it was the member or the director who got appointed to be the vice chair and then became the vice chair as the motion passed. Just for the record.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Now, we go back to the regular business, a monthly staff report. Jim?
All right. Thank you. Congratulations, Mr. Chair and Mr. Vice Chair. Monthly staff report. I had a very busy month out there in the field. We have currently open, we have 48 cases. Of those 48, we have 17 courtesy notices, 7 initial notices, 4 final notices, 1 pre-legal. That is the pre-legal that is still on hold. 0 referred to legal, and continue to monitor, I have 13 cases. Oftentimes, continue to monitor cases where, after 5 years being here, I know that they're going to come back. So as opposed to closing the case, we just keep an eye on them.
Jim, I had a...
Sure.
On your open violations, how many of them would you, and I'm not expecting an exact number, but generally speaking, how many are a result of complaints?
Actually, quite a few of them come in via complaints. Some mm-hmm. of them are a result of neighborhood campaigns when we come back to mm-hmm. them, and that is to follow up on the neighborhood campaign notices that they received, and then we if we have to build a case, we even drop that neighborhood campaign in there. You also have to keep in mind if I get a complaint on a street for a trailer per se, mm-hmm. I drive that whole area to make sure that
sure.
and to pick up any other trailer complaints so that the finger pointing doesn't happen. So one complaint can generate
gotcha.
3 to 4 cases. Does that help answer anything?
Yeah. Well, I was kind of interested in generally speaking. I guess most of them. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
In February, I had 11 clear cases, and I had 20 new cases come on. I can tell you that a lot of those were via complaint. A lot of them were specific to MBAR-J, and a lot of them did come from a good half a dozen came from one complaint.
So, uh-huh.
And then that generated more.
What, was that a vehicle or a fence or what?
Landscape, which it's a difficult case to work landscaping right now because a lot of our landscaping is dormant.
Right.
Or the storms have tattered it up a bit.
Uh-huh.
So when I get these complaints, I'll go out, do the inspection, and then if it's not that bad, I'll come back later to see if maybe they had a landscape service or something, somebody that came through. I did do a follow-up again today on all those landscape cases.
Hmm.
And 4 notices were sent out on those. Again, it's that time of the year where there's not a lot of landscape work that's being done. Landscaping doesn't look good. But it comes spring.
It's popping. It's starting to pop.
Yeah, it's starting.
Yeah. So one main complaint generated awesome. 6.
It can't.
Corresponding complaints
from this 20. For RJ, I had 4 in specific, just for landscape.
Okay.
And they weren't really that bad. Maybe one of them had a 2-inch branch that broke off of a maple tree, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
it's
God.
For RJ, Jason. That
sounds like an HR.
Come for a wash.
That might have been. Seriously.
Oh, my God. That's not happening in my RJ.
So we had clear cases 11 and new cases 20. The remainder of the CCNR report is in there on a case-by-case basis for those cases that are listed here, with the exception of continue to monitor. I do not put continue to monitor cases on our report. Any questions there? None on CCNR? Okay. Architectural review projects. So we had quite a large downtick this February in cases. Throughout the year, throughout the last 10 to 12 months, we've been hitting 20s to 30s in between there on the ARC. February, it really dropped off. So we had 11 cases. Of those, three roofs, one solar, one fence, one new home construction, two swimming pools, a deck, one siding replacement, one patio cover, and that was it. So, not seeing a huge amount coming through just yet for March either, but I am getting people calling and asking about their CCNR and their allowances. I'm educating them on site assistance programs.
I have one question about the solar. For some reason, I thought that that's county and it's permitted and all that, and why is that still?
So solar, the county used to require solar to come through us as well. Okay. However, I did notice a downtick on all the solar projects, so I contacted the county and asked them if they're insisting on that anymore. And they said no, because it's considered a utility. Okay. Now, I have educated a lot of solar companies out there, mm-hmm. so some of them still do send me their stuff for review.
So it's optional.
It's an option, and it's also one of those that I have not increased the fees on, so it's an $80 fee for the review. But I have, in time, we probably will not be getting future
solar. Any solar, because they're already applying for a building permit and all that.
But when a roof job happens, or even a solar job, I will always ask also if there's any roof work going, because I would want to join that together without charging them the extra fee. So I do try to save our residents money by, if they're putting in solar and they also have a roof, I'm only going to charge them the one fee, the $100 for the roof.
Thank you for the clarity.
With regards to ARC, where are we at with membership recruitment? So right now, there's one member on ARC. So if you know anybody.
Oh, wow, it's
you
really?
And them. Yeah.
It's just me, and I have an alternate, and she's in Iowa. I did send her the application. I did make this a Teams meeting so that she can Teams in if she's available tomorrow. Otherwise, I am down to one, I'm glad you brought up that question, Director Israel, because when I came on board, a couple years before I came on board, the ARC projects were reviewed by the fire chief, the CCNR officer, and the parks director. So, for some reason, the board, I think, decided to make a subcommittee, the ARC committee, below the CCNR committee. CCNR oversees ARC. I don't see that there's a problem with that. I don't know why the decision was made, but because it's such a reoccurring committee, it used to be once a week. I took it down to once every 2 weeks just because it was just so much work on volunteers. It's a real frequent committee to keep coming into. So we have it every 2 weeks. We did just post another announcement on our website, and this time they've posted it everywhere. It's going out in newsletters and stuff like that. I did notice that in my past postings, they were getting buried or disappearing from our website. So I don't think a lot of people saw it in the last 6-8 months. Mo helped me out on that, interim GM, and hopefully we'll get some more eyes on this request. But I'd like to have unlimited, three alternates, if need be. I did bump it up to two. Maybe I should bump it up to three.
It might be worthy of looking back to see why staff was removed from that process, and maybe even bring them back. At least you have consistency here, because they're going to be here at work, but still encourage others to apply as well.
no consideration to change the timing. I understand it's the middle of the day or early morning.
Yeah, and it's a discussion we've had in ARC several times. Now, the one remaining member, he says he's good with day or evening.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to him. And then my building inspector, who's in Iowa, she's just getting busier and busier.
Right.
So, I mean, naturally, we would like to have an architect and a building inspector and stuff like that on the ARC committee. So, I mean, I tried to get my wife in. She's an architect, but that's a conflict of interest. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, is there any additional questions on ARC? Item number 5A. This is, I put this work plan together based on Director Israel's question on what the workload is going to look like now that I'm down to just myself. So this is basically a work plan that I'm gonna work really hard to achieve throughout the remainder of the 2025 year. So, again, this is a work plan that's reviewed, discussed, and then you can take it as a report to the board of directors. And we've done these work plans quite a few times in the past. Some of you that have been here, I think Director Israel, you probably remember these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, introduction. CC&R office has developed a 2025 work plan. Each department works with their respective staff to develop the work plan objectives that we brought to the board of directors for consideration. I probably should have taken out approval because it's not necessarily something that needs to be approved. So I apologize for that. But it is open for review and discussion. So with the work plan, I do want to continue on with neighborhood campaigns. We've got half of Cameron Park already done. We started up, we worked really hard in January, February, our slower months, to get a lot of Cameron Park already managed. So the ones that are remaining that I'd like to get handled are Cameron Park 6, 11, 12, and 8. Cameron Woods 1, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Cameron Ridge 1 and 2. Eastwood Park 1, 2, 3, and 5. Cameron Valley Estates 1, 2, and 3. I do realize there's numbers missing there, and that, I believe, is because, like Cameron Woods, for example, I think Cameron Woods number 2 and 3 could be the Rasmussen property. If they were to come in, I think those would get those numbers. Timeline on these, naturally, are going to take, if we can achieve all these neighborhood campaigns, it will take up to the rest of the year. And depending on how busy the summer gets, I will be able to give you a report on what's been achieved and what's been. If there's any that fell off, I'll let you know which ones those were. Any questions about neighborhood campaigns?
How many staff is assigned to do this task?
Just me. It used to be one that I did jointly with my assistant, and we would do it together. One driver, one writing notes, and it ran real quickly. That's how I was able to get half the Cameron Park done in 3 months, or 2 months, actually. I do think the rest of these will take the rest of the year.
Okay.
So ARC site assistance. This is something I started dabbling with about 5-6 months ago. The neighborhood campaigns, always at the bottom of the letter, does give the education of ARC as required for all your exterior projects. And I started putting in those neighborhood campaign letters that call for site assistance so that I can come out to their residence with their copy of their CC&Rs, do a quick review. If it's a fence project or a shed or something like that, I then can let them know their setbacks. I take out my tape measure, my measuring wheel, measure from the street, measure from property lines, and let them know what they can and cannot do for their CC&Rs. This has seemed to be really, really helpful, especially for like the single moms and people that are working from home. That seems to really help them out a lot. just to be able to have that education and know what they can do and know that they're not going to get in any kind of trouble. So our application process is not that expensive. So for a simple fence and patio cover and whatnot, it's just $100, but it's $100 worth of protection from us. So if something's going up and the neighbor doesn't like it and they contact us, I can say that resident has done their diligence. So it provides that resident with some protection when they come through ARC and do their diligence. This is a big problem when it comes to house paint. So when somebody does talk to me about a cobalt blue, I have houses that are the color of that recycling bin. There's no color palette in these CC&Rs. So it cannot be denied. But at least if they come through ARC and do their diligence, we can let them know that it was taken care of and it was posted publicly in case you wanted to come in and appeal this project. Yeah. So site assistance, we're going to keep on going. This is staff practiced this by scheduling visits to the homeowners to give you their project idea. This helps the residents understand the allowances and restrictions with planning their projects to be in compliance with CC&Rs. We have noticed that this practice along the neighborhood campaigns has increased our ARC submittals through the district. Staff will continue this appointment-based process. And the reason why I want to do this is I've already seen that we've hit our regular numbers for ARC submittals already. And we still have how many months left in the fiscal year? I think 5 or 6?
4.
4?
4?
Okay. I think we're at 24,000 in ARC submittals that have been completed. Our highest number to date in past years was 26,000. So we are going to peak over that 30,000 this year. I have good confidence in that, which is going to bring our budget. We should have a good budget report that's coming up this week. Any questions about the ARC site assistance? Newsletter and area of awareness. So monthly newsletters have been down, I think, for a couple of months, but it is going to get ramped back up. This is one of the ways that CSD makes announcements to their community. The CC&R staff will be compiling a standard set of seasonal messaging to be used in the newsletter. These messages will be specific to the time of year, and they will be educationally driven. They will include, but will not be limited to, wet weather, curb appeal, recreational items, ARC requirements, etc. So, as you guys have known, that have been on this committee for quite some time, when we get into September, October, I start releasing those announcements of, put your toys away, time to get them in storage, please do not leave them on the streets, do not leave them in your frontage. Those are the kind of announcements. We also have, when the storm period comes in, we do have announcements for drainage, culverts, who's responsible for what, not county. So we do work on education for that as well. So I'm gonna set up more of these newsletters that are more standard to the year, so I don't have to rewrite them every time. There may be some special announcements, but I just want to have something standard that says, it's March, here's the March newsletter. And I think with repetitiveness, the community will pick it up more and more.
So do you have a template like that, or do you create one?
I do. I've done newsletters throughout the years, but they've been more driven for what I see in the field, as well as maybe even being driven by the rest of staff to coincide with an announcement the GM has made or an announcement the recreation has made. So sometimes those messages will be shifted to support another message. Any other questions on newsletters and awareness? Cool, we're running right through this. And then this touches base on Director Israel's question earlier. Complaint-driven inspections. Complaint-driven inspections will continue. Complaints received are inspected by the CC&R officer to determine if a violation exists. These complaints are logged and confirmed or denied. If confirmed, violation notices are sent out. It should be noted that inspections completed by way of complaint includes inspecting the remainder of the street for the same violation type at other addresses. This is to ensure a thorough inspection of the complaint area, not just that specific address. Make sense? Cool, cool.
Yeah, I just ask that you follow up with us maybe in September with just report back on how you're doing on all this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So kind of like a...
Just an update or however you want to call it. But that'll give you the summer and we'll see how you're doing workload wise, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
For one guy.
It is a lot on my plate, but and you do it, this that brings up this next item here, the background. In 2023, the board of directors recommended that each committee work with staff to identify 2 to 3 goals. Obviously, I've got 4 here, but 2 to 3 goals that can be reasonably achieved with high degree of confidence using the goal development of SMART. This is suggested approach by both committee members and staff to consider. It should be noted that some SMART approaches use realistic instead of relevant. And then the recommendation is that staff recommends that the CCR committee consider the 2024 work plan goals and forward to the board of directors. Unless you want me to lighten my load, but I think in this case, one of these types of things, yeah, I might not be able to achieve the whole thing, but I think it'd be better to kind of set these goals and come and ask for forgiveness if they're not achieved. But I'd like to do what I can. Okay. Any questions?
No, I like the SMART approach.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, I've bitten off more than I can chew before, and I'm trying to do it again, but let's see what I can do.
Nobody else got that copy.
What? Was that something I totally missed?
A smart approach. Well, that was pretty good.
You know, in state service, civil service, we use that often, especially during the interview platform. Yeah.
So it is common in your field as well.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so that concludes my work plan presentation. And items for future CCNR committee agendas. Does anybody on staff have things for actually, Mr. Dutta, you can probably take that over from here.
Okay.
CCNR
agendas. Yeah, so do we have anything that we want Jim to bring it to his work environment and bring it back to us? Any requests? Any specific concerns? Okay.
Not for me.
All right. Items to be taken to the board of directors. That's item 7 on the agenda. Anything that they need to take.
So are we going to just send this as a receive and file?
Yeah, it'll be receive and file as we work on the new format. We'll probably have just a brief committee update within that. It'll be a receive and file.
Okay.
You're talking about the 2025 work plan?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that is the item that goes to the board of directors.
Okay.
I'll make note of that.
Anything else to the board of directors? Okay. All right. Matters to and from committee members and staff. This is an open forum where we discuss anything that mutually beneficial for the staff as well as committee members.
Well, I'd just like to thank Jim for his dedication to the job this evening, despite his physical ailments.
Thank you. And then we did discuss the need for more ARC. I have talked to Interim GM Johnson.
It was fine.
Can I like go IGC?
IGM.
IGM.
IGMO. IGMO.
IGMO.
I don't know about that one.
So we have talked about it. Directors, what we were talking about, or at least what I discussed with Director Wolfson about a month ago, was maybe having the option of having one of our board of directors be an optional alternate for that ARC committee meeting. It has to be vetted by making a motion of it or approving it through the board of directors. I'm talking with her. She was thinking Sid, of course, is one of those that is retired and might have that morning hour available. But if you could bring this back up in topic again, or maybe have it as part of your discussion, just to maybe brainstorm a little bit or see if there's an option for bringing in a director to help out when needed.
Well, you'll need to figure out a way to get that in there so we can discuss it. I don't know if you put it in your GM report, and then we can discuss it then.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to put that one in there.
You'll have to figure that one out.
Yeah, I'll look at that one.
And I think we have Sid Bazett as an alternate on this committee. So let's say, for example, Sid was the alternate on ARC, and then he ended up being the alternate on something that maybe is appealed up to CCNR. The only difference would mean he would have to remove himself from any vote, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah.
So that's the only conflict I can see. But I think you, as the board, need it.
Yeah. Well, I guess I would think. Well, I guess getting the answer on why we went to a. The ARC in its current form would be good to know. I don't know any of that history. But putting that responsibility on staff or even board members, I don't know if we need to do that. Also, I like the idea of the ARC, but I mean, there's practicalities too. So.
Sure.
And the other thing is, you know, maybe we need to make it once a month and people just have to wait. Well,
I could already hear the phone ringing.
Yeah, I already had someone complain to me this morning that they couldn't get a review done tomorrow they turned in their application on Thursday.
Yeah.
They said, well, that's the rules. And I do let them know that it's a government policy. But it has to be posted 72 hours in advance, and currently it has to go before a committee of your peers, you know, your residents. Yeah. So, eventually they understand it. Sometimes they argue with it. Me and my last comment, if they continue to argue, is I'm not willing to lose my job for this. And usually that is. So.
But you only have one member.
Yeah, you don't.
I only have one.
I mean, you can't have a meeting without, you need three, right? Two or three.
I can have two.
Because it's
as long as they're unanimous.
Is it normally three people?
It's a three-person committee, typically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do have Kathy Markin, who's my committee member. She does have the agenda.
She's in Iowa, right?
Well, but there's issues with that.
She's going to post it wherever she's at.
It has to be in the agenda. So there's just technicalities there, too. So you have to be...
Is she always...
Not always, but this, yeah. It's lately it's been hard to get her to come in because she is on the
board. Gotcha. What we need to do is recruit somebody to get out there.
Right.
And believe me, I ask every applicant that comes through, if they're excited about it, I offer them a position. And a lot of them say, that sounds great, and I never hear back.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Okay. Well, that's the end of the agenda, I think. We'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Can we talk about next meeting?
Next meeting is going to be April, right?
Yep.
That's the first Monday.
April. So again,
are you gone?
I am absent.
Okay.
Out of town. So I heard you mention Teams, so I don't know if that's a possibility.
You're okay.
Okay.
Because we do have the rest of the committee.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay. You're allowed a couple of absences. Right. Just not three in a row.
Well, every other month, is that okay with you?
It's spread about.
Okay. As long as we have a quorum, right, we can function.
Yes.
So as long as we all don't always everybody all at once be absent, we'll be okay. Right. I think.
How many do you have to make a meeting? People
at least
three of us.
Three. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and if you do all decide to not attend a meeting all collectively, please let me know in advance so that I can show up.
Yeah, me too. Would you let me?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do that. All right, then in that case, this meeting is adjourned. At 6:07.
Can we have a motion and a second on that?
Do we have a motion?
So as a point of clarification, you don't need a motion to adjourn a meeting. When
right.
You finish the business, you finish the business.
That's exactly why I simply adjourned
okay.
the meeting.
Okay, cool.
You raised the question of motion. Fine, we'll do a motion.
I got you.
I'm not going to argue.
Thank you, you all.
Thank you,
Simon.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
There you go. Tim, it looks like Friday.